The Kaumātua, the rangatira at the centre of the Tempter Baby Uplift a couple of years ago, Tempter Baby Uplift in Hastings in Hawke's Bay, Des Ratima, he joins me now because we do want to get his whakaaro on what happened this week, the whistleblower video showing the assault of our rangatahi in state care in Te Oranga, which is in Ōtautahi. Our rangatira Des Ratima, he joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe, Des, thank you so very much for joining us again here on Irirangi Wātea.
Tēnā koe kore, thank you for the invite.
Well, here we go again. Another video, a whistleblower video showing an assault of a rangatahi in the centre or Te Oranga in Ōtautahi. Do you despair that after, you know, the reviews and the stepping down of the old CEO, Sir Wada Gardner in there, how are you feeling about how it's never ending?
Yeah, look, I agree with what you just said. It is extremely despairing to know that while we're working at one end of the chain, I suppose, and making sure that our babies are looked after, that the other end of the same chain or the same organisation, they're suffering this sort of abuse. And it just sort of suggests to me, and it sort of suggests to everybody else, that that model is no longer applicable. It's not fit for purpose. And training people to go in there with more skills and more knowledge won't fix the problem, because the problem isn't there. The problem is back in the home. And that's where Jacinda Ardern says she's going to be looking at poverty for families. Now, if that was taken care of, you'd soon reduce those that need to go to these other places. And I totally concur with the wood and closing them down and certainly close down the rest and the better off will be. But there still needs to be a place for those that just can't be managed to go to. And I think the thinking around it has to be different to put them in here, lock them up, lock them in jail, even though they're children. And so it's a part of the take of rebuilding a state system that has done so much harm to our children for many, many, many years, as we're finding out with the other mental health institutions. And all those that are charged with the care of our people are not doing a really good job at all.
Yeah, look, you said not relevant to today, the facilities are not relevant. And then you mentioned, you know, it's been happening for quite some time. Those facilities are not relevant today. They were not relevant last year, and they were never, ever relevant when they were first brought here by the colonials. They are institutions that were originally established to take children, Māori children, from their whānau, the land, and their language, so that they could assimilate us. That's where it's come from, eh?
Yeah, I agree with you, but my word was that they're not fit for purpose. Yeah, there's sort of need to have some organisational facility that deals with some of the harder of our youth. And there are, you know, truthfully speaking, they are there. And whether this boy in the video was one of those, I don't know. But the response by those that work and are charged with giving our tamariki a better start or options that are beneficial to them should be really where we're looking at in terms of a solution. And we're not. What we're going to do and what we're doing is we're going to close them down. Cool. Now what? Where do those kids are? Well, we're going to put them in the other ipuni or the other homes around. Fine. So does that mean they're going to be overfilled, crowded? Does it actually change the culture that exists within Ōranga, tamariki, and our people? And I think that if anybody could track it down, so what it can do that. I just don't know there's a lot of time in which to do it in.
Do you have concerns as well, too, not just by this kind of physical treatment, but is there concerns, Des, that you have around the type of medication these children might or might not be getting, and whether or not these tamariki and rangatahi are being over-medicated, as an example? Any of those concerns been raised to you?
Yes, they have been. Either the wrong medication or withholding of medication or not ensuring that they take the medication when it's given to them. But I still think that the whole issue of how we stop that happening is that their home life is far better. And I think we're staying away from that particular part of the equation, because that will be one of the most difficult parts to target. But you've got to go back to the source, improve the source, so we improve the outcome with our tamariki. But I am concerned that while we do have this process, and while we do have to go through the types of different scenarios that are being presented, I am concerned that just based on the behaviour observed on the TV, nothing else, that our people are not receiving the treatment that they deserve and actually need in order to come out of there and able to participate in society. One of the things that I advocated when Matthew Tukaki wore his team around, that there should be an auditing team, a Māori auditing team, a Pākehā auditing team. But we don't audit the performance of those organisations with our children, with our families. And I also suggested that auditing team as a function not just OT, but MOE and MSD and all of the government organisations that take huge amounts of money on the basis that they're doing a very good job for us. And they're not doing a very good job, which is what we saw on the video the other night.
So there's
a lot of work there for this government to do in the next 12 months.
What role must iwi play, hapu and iwi play now moving forward in terms of the state care of rangatahi, and of course we heard this evening on the program that there's around 50 of them. It might reduce, but it might increase as well too. So whether it does increase or not, that'll be a concern. But what role must we now play?
Well, I'm sure there's more than 50 throughout the country that require the service. 50 is most probably maximum beds they've got in these places. I think it's way more than 50. And it's the government trying to keep the entire amount of rangatahi invisible to the rest of New Zealand. But discussion mentioned, these are colonial models. And that shows for nearly 200 years we have gone under colonial model with the hope that it's actually going to do a better job. It hasn't. And so, again, my application to Matt Tukaki when he came around is that we need to take care of the model. We need to take care of our people through that model. And out of 10 kids, maybe 9 of them, 8 of them will come to us, and 2 of them go into the very hard basket. Because there are going to be those people that just, of our rangatahi, that just require the specialist intervention quickly and maybe longer term than the other 90-odd%. We can deal with the majority of our kids that go in there without spending extra money just using the current budget we've got. But there has to be an acceptance that there is a percentage of kids that can't fit. But the colonial model isn't just with IT. The colonial model exists in education, which is why I guess they're trying to change it around. It exists in health, which is why I guess we're looking at Māori health. And in the environment and water, looking at the water board. And I guess those are examples of wanting to move away from a colonial model. But even in that process, they're getting it wrong.